Weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Mem Beis. Bringing up on Mem Alpha Mem Beis by the bottom of the page. Second to last line. Here we go. So we are again mitten. This is a long sugi here. We're going to end off again to a Mishnah today. Bez Hashem. Rish Lakish brought down that Rav Meir holds one can't affect Pigel through part of a matir. Right. And that is that if you have something that's going to matir something, and it's going to bring about kapara. It's going to bring about in a way to that brings about you can actually eat it. Then you need to have pigle's only going to work only not by part, but when one tries to do pigle during the first part of it is quiet, but the last part then it's considered like you did the last one also on the basis of the first as well. And Rish Lakish further brought our Mishnah in order to go ahead and to back up this concept. The Gemara knocked off that support, finding another way to explain the Mishnah, but now we're actually going to come and attack the actual thing itself. Meisvei, they come against Rish Lakish. About what was it said? In other words, in what case do we say that a pigle thought outside of its time by a single application can bring about pigle? Bidamim hanitnin al mizbeach achitzon. This is about dam that's going to be put on the outer mizbeach. Says Rashi, bidamim hachitzonim shematana achas materas umfaleg umifageles behen. Because the fact that one matana is enough for it, to do something therefore, clearly is going to be pigle even with only one. Beep, turn the page. Membeis amid aleph. Aval damim hanitnin al mizbeach apnimi, but dam that goes on the inner mizbeach. Kegon arba'im v'shalosh shel yom kippur. I'm like the 43 application of Yom Kippur, right? We know we bring a lot of them on Yom Kippur. Rashi says that the dam of Yom Kippur bowl and of the sa'ir were each brought into the Kodesh Kedoshim and spritzed towards the kapores, one up and seven down. The dam was then brought out to the heichal, where they did it again towards the parochas. So it comes after 16 spritzes towards the kapores and 16 more. Sorry, sitting towards the kapores, the cover of the aron, and then 16 more towards the parochas, it comes up to 32. They were then combined together and put in the four corners of the mizbeach apnimi, and then spritzed seven times the top of the mizbeach. It comes out to 11 applications to the mizbeach, and therefore comes out to 43 applications. All right, so now, aval tamen nidan mizbeach apnimi, kigon abayim b'shalosh yom kippurim, v'achad asar shel par kohen mashiach, and 11 of the par of mashiach, v'achad asar shel par lam dovel shel tzibor, pigel bein b'rishonu ubein b'shnia, it's going to be a pigle whether one had in mind during the first set of applications, the second, or the third. What's the first? Rashi points out what's the first one talking about. Second about those in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and the second talking about towards the parochas, and the third about those on the Mizbeach HaPanimi. And Meir Omer Pigel v'chayav alav karis. Meir says that it's pigle v'chayav karis. Cham omim ein bo karis el ad shi'fago v'chol amat. It's going to be everything. Katani miyas, but still, what do we see? What comes out from this? That pigle v'im yishon v'im yishniya v'im yishlishis is pigle during whether it's the first, second, or the third. U'palig Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is arguing with the Chamim. And he says that the carbon is pigle in all of these situations, even where intended during the second or the third, but not during the first. So clearly, Meir holds that one can bring pigle during part of the matir, and not like we had said that it's got to be only if it's the entire thing, right? Not well, it's even during part of it. Oh, a bit of a kasha here. And for the Gemara, maybe it's like my oven. How come my skin? What are we talking about? This braisa that we just brought over here? You go to pigle, but shchita. We're talking about because a person had pigle, but he had in mind pigle during the shchita. The chad matirhu, which is one matir. The shchita is only one thing when it comes to the shchita part. Right? The spritzing is all another thing. But the shchita itself is only one, and therefore it means that if he had in mind during the shchita where the dam would be used, whose blood would be used for either the first, second, or third applications, it comes up to pigle contra the mayor. Ihachi fact the Gemara, if that's true, then my time is Rabbanan. What's the reason Rabbanan? They argue the mayor, and they say pigle's not going to have a work over here if it's the second with Shrita. Marefa, Malchachamim, who the Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer, he. The Chachamim are Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanan that we learned in the Mishnah. This is talking about somebody who brings a part of a carbon outside of the Mikdash. We have a Mishnah, the Tana, Komitz Vahalavana, Vakataris, and Michas Kohen, Michas Kohen, Mashiach, Michas Nesachim. All these Komitzes, the Komitz and the Levana, and the Ketores, all these things that we just said over here. So you give from one of these things, even just a kezias outside, chayiv is going to be chayiv. He will be chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer pulled out Shekhov school and realized no, he's going to be potter until he's makriv all of them. According to Rabbi Eliezer, an avoda that's done with part of the carbon is not considered an avoda at all. And it follows that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if one has in mind a pigle during the shechita of a carbon whose dam is needed for only part of the Yom Kippur, of the Yom Kippur obligation, then his kavanah is not going to affect pigle. And that's the chachamim we're arguing with Rabbi Meir. Amar Rav Rabbi says, when it comes to dam, the one is chayiv, if you meet even one of these outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the Tanan, as it says in the Mishnah, in Yuma, Rabbi Shimon Omri, Rabbi Shimon say, about a case where someone, during Yom Kippur, during the inner applications, the dam spilled and another animal was shechted in order to go to get blood in order for the remaining applications. From the place where he stopped, right where he finished, the blood of the first animal, from there he continues the rest of the application with the dam of the second animal. And he doesn't have to go repeat the first thing. Now, since every single Yom Kippur application is valid independently and doesn't have to be repeated if the blood spilled, one who does even a single application outside of the Beis HaMikdash is going to be chayef. But if we compare the law of affecting pig with the law of bringing outside the Beis HaMikdash, like you said above, Rabbi Eliezer must say that pigle, when you have kavana for pigle during even one of the applications, will cause pigle. Certainly, then the pigle during the shechita of any one of the animals will make it pigle. But so it's harder kushta l'duchte. The Bryce is talking about a case with the kohen had in mind pigle during the shechita of one of the animals. How can the chum say that it's not going to be considered pigle? The Bryce says, okay, Elam Rava could go and say pigle berishono. We're talking about a case where the kohen had in mind pigle during the first part of the application of the dam. V'shasuk b'shini was quiet during the second set. V'chazuk b'gil b'shishin. Then it went again, and he redid it during the third one. A mayor holds that the offering is pigle because the second set of applications is considered to have been done because of the first pigle intent, and the chum argue with that shtick over here. Now Rav explains why the Bryce needed to mention the kohen intended pigle during the third set. Ma'udatema, you would have thought, everyone to think that when the kohen did the second one, it was on the das of the first one. But I have to say that he had pigle during the third one also. The fact that he said that he had it then also, it must be he wasn't acting according to his first thought. Kamash balan, therefore comes to tell you that this is not true. And even in a case where we apply the principle that anyone who does a bunch of things that is who's doing a bunch of things that are connected to each other, the latter ones are coming on the mentality, on the basis of the first ones. Maskev l'Ravashi, Ravashi comes as a kasha on this. Midi shasa katani, is it best to say the kohen was quiet during the second ones? It says that he had kavanah during the first set, and there's no difference between the second set and the third set. So what are you making up these ukimtas? Ravashi, we're dealing with hengon shepigel, b'rishon, b'shin, b'shishas. He had kavanah to pigel for all three of them. But not for the fourth, not for the last one. Now the tema. So why is it necessary for the Braisa to tell us of the coin? Had a mind pigle during the three sets. Mao de Tema. Because of that, you would have thought, Isalka Daitech. If you would think that Kolha Osem El Das Vishanu Osem, anyways, who does something, is doing it because it was Das of the first thing, he's continuing his first thought. Mehadar Pigule. Then why do you have to say afterwards in the end of mind for pickle for the second, for the third? Right? Just say for the first one, it continues on. If it comes to say that's not true. And even in this case, Ramey is going to say that any quiet act is done on the basis of the original one. Beep, turn the page. I've a bane katani, but the verse says whether you had in mind a pickle during the first, or during the second, or during the third. So clearly, it's not talking about you had in mind the first one is going through all of them. It's just the mashma obazu. What are you going to say? He says, go on, Kasha. Okay, that's good, Kasha. But we're going to go right there anyway. Amar Mar, Rabbi Meir Omer, Pigel Chayav V'Chayavim Elov Karis. Right, we brought the verse earlier. We said that this carbon is Pigel. I was going to Chayav Karis because of it. According to what we said above, by those who had a Kasha Mishlakish, this din is talking about a case where the Kohen intended Pigel during either the first set or the second or the third one. Let's see. Kares lo mechayev. You're not going to be chayev kares because of this pigle. Achi krivu kol matirav. Until all of the matirav, all four avodas are brought. Dama mar. We said earlier. Ki hartzaas kasha kachatzar espasal. Affecting acceptance of a invalid carbon in reference to finishing off the pigle kavana is the same as that affecting acceptance of the valid one. Meyer tells Kasher Atzir Kivu Kol Matirov, just in order to be able to get the Maratza, something which is Kasher, you have to bring all the Matirov, Afetz Pasal Atzir Kivu Matirov. So in order to affect pigle, it's going to be all of them. V'ha Kivu the Kasher being Bifnim. Now about this one, the Yom Kippur carbon that we brought in the Brisa, once the coin had a mine pigle inside the Kosher Kedoshim during the first set of applications, Psula kiman delo adidame. The carbon is immediately pasul, and it's like he didn't sprinkle the blood at all. When he goes on, he sprinkles it in the hechal. By the second or third one, ma'ayba almud dekaldi. He's just spritzing water alone because it's not fit for spritzing. Since the photo is in fact incomplete, why does your mayor say that it's going to become pigle? Amarava mishkacha. So he found the case where it could work. Ba'arba parim v'dal seirim, where the dam of four bowls or four seirim was used for the spritzing. Rashi explains that if after each set of applications the dam of the bull or the sa'ir spilled, and the blood of a separate animal was used for each of the four sets, right in the Kodesh Kedoshim towards the Parochas, on the kronos of the inner mizbech and on top of the inner mizbech, then pigle intent during any one of these is actually going to work, and it's going to create it to be pigle. Because even though all four sets are necessary, each set is a complete unit that doesn't have to be repeated when the dam spills. So when the blood of one animal is used entirely for pigle, and the blood of other animals used entirely for valid things, each set of applications is considered an actual zrika. Pigle can take effect on the basis of kavana during only part of the matir, like one part of the entire zrika, since the entire zrika was ultimately done properly. So Meir would agree, though, that when all of them are done with the blood of a single animal, intent during only one set can't cause pigle. Rav Amar another answer. I feel par echad v'sar echad. If you want to say it's one, lepigulo miratze. It affects pigle. It's ritzoi. It's miratze enough to actually make it that it's going to be pigle. Rashi says ki hechi de emechishe b'shchita kar lidzrika dam apostle. He's a kravo matir of liratzos lepigulo kichashiv le bechatzi zrika nami v'shasa bechatzi kol zman shelo irev machshava acheres haritzo lepigulo. It's going to be enough for pigle. Arba'im v'shalosh. Now, we mentioned that there's 43 inner dam applications that are done during Yom Kippur. V'atanya arba'im v'shava. I went to the best of 47. No, the one that said 43, come on, da'amir ma'arvin l'kronos. The one that says that goes according to the opinion. It says that we mix the dam of the pyre and the sire together for when we put it on the kronos, when we put it on the horns. V'ha, the other one is like, with command to ain ma'arvin l'kronos. We don't mix it together. It sends it be another four. I v'atanya arba'im v'shmona. Over here, Bryce says that there's 48 applications. Naha, the one that says 48, Command Armor Shirai Ma'akvin, says that the leftover stuff that's poured on the base is considered Ma'akev of the Kapar, and therefore it's another one. And Ha, Command Armor Ain Shirai Ma'akvin, it's not Ma'akev. Of course, we go and we do it, but it's not Ma'akev if we didn't do it. When was it said, and with reference to what is it true, that a mincha, a carbon mincha, becomes pickle through kavana, through its machshava, while involved with the kometz and not the levana, but kemitza matan kli over hiluch, in reference to kemitza and put the kometz in the kli sharis, and bringing the kometz to the mizbeach, aval balo la'aktara, but when the kohen comes to the burning of the kometz and the levana on the mizbeach, not since the kometz machshava v'es levana b'shtika, if you put the kometz on the mizbeach with intent for pigal and place the levana quietly, if that any intent, osha not since the kometz b'shtika is a levana machshava or flipped, and mayor omer pigal v'chev melakar v'es pigal and karis. V'chamom, they say, emo karis at shifagal b'chol matir, sakar z'dir b'fagal with the entire matir. Katanimir, what you still see, nonetheless, is that es ha-kometz b'shtika was a levana machshava, that if you had in mind with the kometz quietly and levana with intent for pigal, then upalig, and mayor argues with the chum even in reference to that case and says that the carbon is pigle, since in that case the pigle intent came during the second half of the avoda. Shemir holds that it could have effect of a pigle even on a chatzi matir. Says Gemara, ema kavar nasan es levona machshava. No, say that the price means that the coin placed the kometz quiet after you already placed the levona with intent for pigle. Right, and the Bryce's latter case is when you first put the levona with pigle intent and then place the kometz without it. It holds that it's going to be pigle because the second one was done on the basis of the original one. Chada the Gemara knocks off this answer. Chada dahayne resha. Firstly, this can't be the meaning of the Bryce the second because that's the same as the first case. It's just repeating itself then. The Ode Hotanya of Acharkach also says an afterwards, right? If you it's just straight up in a different price. So if you place the comets quietly and afterwards place the lefuna with intent for pigle, Mesa is going to be pigle. So clearly it seems to be saying v'chatzimater kasha. The Gemara says that's taka kasha. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.